This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com. Hey y'all, hey, what's up? Welcome back to episode 14 of Heels and Pantyhose Podcast with your girl Donnie Dawn. Listen, y'all, I do apologize. Last week, y'all had to go a week without listening to the beautiful sounds of my vocal voice. However, we are here with none other than robbing niggas, and no, we ain't robbing nobody. Even though we could get away with it with these face masks and sunglasses, but it's going to be a wonderful episode because anything goes with us, okay, with Robin. This is going to be the name of the episode. Anything goes. I am really excited. So, Robin, please let everybody know about you. And then we can just jump in and talk about all the things that you want to talk about today.
Okay, great. I'm so excited to be here. What's popping, 10 guys? It's Robin Niggas. Your favorite cornball. Okay, I'm here with all the corny jokes, all the information that you don't need. Yeah. But yes, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I'm excited. You extended the invite. You extended it out to me, and you was like, girl, I want to come on. I was like, heck yeah, because a real G be like, I'd be like, dang, who can be my next co-host? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make it where it's exciting, and people just be like, yeah, press play. I'm about to check this out and just cruise along the roads or the mountain hills of Australia, wherever you're at, you know? So I appreciate it.
Yeah, as soon as I saw you had a podcast, I was like, oh, nope, I want to be on that now. Let's do that.
Oh, my gosh. So let's talk about this heat.
Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Like, so I was in 3 layers of chiffon yesterday.
Ooh,
in a wedding. Oh, yeah. Oh. So y'all see pictures of me. I have really big boobs. Mm-hmm. So the dress was so heavy, it was like giving me rope burn around my neck.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was cutting you up, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was like disgustingly hot out there. And then, of course, I decided to wear a full face of makeup and a fro. See, that was a good idea.
My thing is outside weddings in August. Right? Like, who does that to their bridesmaids? And who does that as a bride? Because it's hot.
COVID.
But was it originally outside?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not. It was originally indoors. It was actually going to be at the Larsa Palace, which is a
Ooh.
Beautiful location.
Ooh, they got money.
Listen, we walked in. I was like, "Ooh, this one's nice."
Yeah, I wouldn't mind wearing a 3-layer chiffon dress
in that pair. Yes, but unfortunately, because of COVID, so many things were changed.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like a lot of their family lived out of town, so they couldn't come. And then, you know, hotel accommodations were just null and void at the time. So, they had no clue, so they just decided to do an outdoor wedding. And there were a lot of weddings yesterday, I saw.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the one thing I will say about COVID, it didn't stop love. Like, people are still getting married, and I'm excited.
It's so beautiful.
Because, like, my cousin and my best friend is getting married next year, and the hardest thing was finding a venue because of COVID and everything
gosh.
Got pushed back. You know, some people decided, like, are we going to save the date just a year later, right? Mm-hmm. So I told my cousin, I was like, you know, girls, listen, some people might just be like, I want to get married still this year, right?
Yeah.
I was like, so we just got to be adamant about it and just keep on pressing on whatever venue it is, because something gonna have to give, right?
Yeah,
something got to shake.
Heffers. And so this bride, she changed her wedding. Another friend of mine, her wedding has not changed. She
okay.
actually didn't have like a really large wedding. This wedding that I was supposed to be in was going to be about 200 plus guests.
Ooh.
Yeah, but the wedding that I'm just attending in November, I think it's about 75 people.
Okay.
So it's not a lot of people. And that was just how many people on the guest list. So that's not even how many people that RSVP'd. So
okay.
you never know. But I'm excited for weddings, period. I love love. I think it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Even like the roller coaster rides. Like, I think love is just amazing. Like, I love when I hear people say, we argue, but we got through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we figured it out. We learned how to talk to one another. My favorite story is my auntie and my uncle, where she's very expressive with her hands and her facial expressions, mm-hmm. where my uncle, he's just, like, fluent in profanity, right? He just loves to cuss. So when they have a disagreement, when they said they first got married, like, 3 years into their marriage, he was like, you know what? I don't like the fucking way you looking at me. He was like, so you know what you need to do? You need to put your back on my back, and we need to have this conversation. Because then she was like, well, I don't like the way that you, when you cuss and how you express it with, you know what I'm saying, your gestures. So when they have an argument, they have to be back to back.
But talk about arguing to a solution, okay? That's what you argue for. You don't argue just to argue. You don't argue because you had a bad day. You argue for a solution.
And the solution is, okay? We will be able to express ourselves back to back.
I like that shit.
All right? Okay. And then afterwards, it's like we calm down, because why the hell are we really, like, sitting here or standing back to back? And it all boiled down to, like, back in the day when they first got married, like in the 70s, they got in an argument over, like, who was gonna wear the scarf. It was originally her scarf, and she wanted to wear it, like, as a top, right? Mm-hmm. He wanted to wear it as, like, a, you know, around his neck to go for,
like,
his
ascot.
Yeah, like, yeah, for his suit or whatever he had going on. Whole argument. They both ended up
over
not going
a scarf.
They didn't go out that night. Wow. Like, the hell, because she said, I refuse to change my outfit, and he said, I do too.
But they found a compromise as far as, like, how they argue. And also, like, nobody had a good night, so everybody wins.
Everybody wins. No one's going out tonight, okay? So that was hilarious. But the heat yesterday, so I'm on set for the movie Narc. Yes. And that movie is epic. Like, when I say, like, the action, the storyline is really good. And, of course, the styling, because I'm doing it. But anyway.
But I can imagine, like, so in these kind of action cop movies, they have, like, a lot of stuff on because of the action scenes.
The action scenes. They are in bulletproof vests.
Yes, to start. Oh, my God.
To start with. And then, like, they're wearing, like, combat boots. They're wearing, like, the army pants. Like, those are heavy duty pants that they have to wear. Ew. And then it's the black tees. And when I say I had to, we have a plethora of black tees. So if you are, like, a warehouse and you do, like, bulk sales of t-shirts, please contact your girl here, because I need bulks of t-shirts just for, like, movies like this, right? Soak. We were changing shirts, like,
oh my gosh,
damn near every 3 hours.
I can imagine. Yeah. I was out there. The ceremony started at 1:30. Mm-hmm. And so, well, no, the ceremony didn't start on time. That's what time it was supposed to start. So
it's okay.
It started about 2:15.
I like that. 45 minutes. That's what I'm saying.
So it started about 2:15. And I tried to warn the bride repeatedly. I was like, mm-hmm. hey, you know, because she's been in the house all morning, you know, getting her makeup done. I was like, hey,
it's hot
outside. Okay. And she's like, okay. You know, but she's like, has everything on her mind. And I'm like, hey, it's hot as fuck outside. and it was at least, like, 3 layers of lace under, like, with the tulle alone. That's not even including, like, the dress and everything on top of that with the corset. Mm-hmm. And then she has two veils, one, like, a cathedral veil going down the back. She has
beautiful.
A veil in the front. Gorgeous. Absolutely.
Oh,
hot as shit. As soon as we stepped out, as soon as we opened the door, she was like, oh, my God. I told you.
It was hot as fuck.
I told you, because I love you. Like, I tried to warn you. And I was the maid of honor, so that's what I spent, like, my entire day doing, like, following and running behind her.
Yeah.
Like, making sure her and the groom had something to drink, because I'm like, heat stroke's not cute.
Yeah, of course, it's not. So was the reception outside, too?
Yes. So their parents actually live behind a park.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
nice.
So their people were able to just pull up and, like, be in the park if they, like, the older people, they kind of just sat in the car.
Nice.
But the other family members who felt more able, they, like, put their mask on and just set up chairs, and then they have food for them. And like I said, I gave everybody water and food and drinks. I was like, okay, running around. When the day was over, I was just like, bye. I passed out.
You had to lose an inch or two, because I know I did.
Listen, I know I pulled off the dress. Like, I swear I heard, like, droplets hit the floor.
Because that's how I felt yesterday. So we were outside yesterday. We started at 9 a.m. and we wrapped at, like, 9 p.m. Right? Wow. And we had so two of the characters in it, Jeff and Nitty, are from New York. So that's Jamal and Eve. And so they had flights to catch, right? Mm-hmm. So we had to, like, we were, like, bucking it out. Yeah. They scenes, like, okay, boom, got it done in the nick of time. But they drenched, so I know, like, y'all about to sleep so good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. It was like, I woke up. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I had no recollection of time. Yeah. I was like, am I in my room? Like, what is going on?
And it was really just like, oh, I'm just drained, right? And then, what did Nitty say? Eve was like, I was over here talking about working out and how I couldn't work out, but standing in the sun and doing all of that did its justice. Because if you watch my on Dusk Till Dawn page, I posted like a behind the scenes where we look like we are at a yard. They have like these weights and they working out right in front of like the scene that we shooting at. I don't know why one of the characters stacks. He literally has like a portable gym in the trunk of his car. So weights were just coming out his car. The
not resistance, in that heat, no.
Oh, in that heat. Go to Dusk Till Dawn page. You will see that these fine gentlemen and ladies were working out doing push-ups, resisting bands. It was like, in their cop uniform.
Not I, said the Robin. Nope. Mm-mm.
But
heat exhaustion is not cute.
It's okay? Not
heat
cute, but we
are very real.
We kept the water on mm-hmm. chill. Ice was by the. We had the off spray. Mm-hmm. Although I have multiple mosquito bites, I literally look like Willy Lump Lump by the by the calf and the shins and on my arms. And I just, you know, God is real. You know, that's all I told myself. Like, Jesus is real. He created y'all little blood suckers for a reason. But at this time, I have no idea what the reason is. But y'all got to go. I got one on my hand.
You know, I'm OD with the skincare. Did everybody have on sunscreen, face and body?
I don't do makeup. but I'm going to say, yeah, shout out to Queen Collection, Kwane. I will so heartily put my Betcha by Golly Wild Dollar on. She made sure that whatever powder she used was sunscreen approved.
Okay, I'm with it. Because I you got to have a sunscreen. Like, Black people, we get dark marks.
Yeah.
And all kind of things that pop up that we don't really know is in relation to the sun. I'm OD with the skincare, y'all. I have on Black Girl sunscreen right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm supposed to go to Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked that up. I don't know where the hell it came from. How do you like it?
I love it. I love it. So mm-hmm. I've tried different different sunscreens. And a lot of the problem is that they show up like kind of ghostly. So you get this white layer. So mm-hmm. then I was using Revlon when I went to Jamaica. But that was like really expensive for a little tiny bottle.
Oh, wow. And it doesn't go a long way.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. And it's only 30 SPF. So sometimes you got to reapply throughout the day if you're in the sun.
I'm OCD when it comes to anything that's like a facial cream, lotion, or anything. I just be like, whoops, like shea butter. I be sliding for like a good 30 minutes because I just don't like being ashy. Foundation, even though you're supposed to do like a dab. I be like, but what if?
Like, I need that full coverage sometimes.
You know, so I, so the dab is like a big circle quarter on my forehead. But, okay, continue. So back to.
Oh, but the Black Girl sunscreen is amazing. Yes, it's like, it just gives you a nice little glow.
Ooh.
And it's really dewy, so I love that.
Oh, I gotta get it now. And it's really inexpensive. It's like $18 a bottle.
Yes. Well, I got it at Target for $15.
Shut up. It's at Target?
Yes.
Shut up.
It is at Target. I was like so excited. Because first of all, yes, like I said, the Revlon, my bottle was like this. Y'all can't see, but it was probably like 3 ounces. That's what it was. 3 ounces. And it was like $20.
See, no. Hell no.
Yeah, and the Black Girl sunscreen is like a regular lotion-sized bottle,
uh-huh.
and it was $15, and it's amazing.
Really?
I make that recommendation for all y'all. Do that.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. I'm about to reach out to her. Like, hey, you want to be a partner?
Cause, yeah, I definitely need some because I'm OD with the skincare. Wash your damn face, okay, guys? Twice a day, every day, use sunscreen, serums, all that, please.
What about rose water?
I love rose water. I actually make my own rose water.
Oh, how you do that?
You just boil rose petals. Because the rose water that you buy is actually scented. So they put like a fragrance in it to make it all. Because roses don't smell. So once you boil them, it's just good rose water. And I add it to my skin regimen. So I actually have...
Spill the tea, sis, because we want to know.
I actually have an aloe serum mask that I use, which is... organic rose water and aloe plants that I like blended up, and I put them in ice cubes and I rub them on my face and let them dry because that helps with dark marks. I get terrible breakouts during the summer, so badly, like all over my cheeks, hormones. And also I get real bad, like heat rashes and stuff. Like my skin is just bad in the summer, like, oily, like terrible. So the aloe and rose water has been a lifesaver. Oh my gosh.
So when you say the ice cubes, so do you just keep rubbing the ice cube in a circle of motion all over your face until it melts?
Yeah, well, just a little bit, because I can't use the whole ice cube at once.
Okay, you know, you got to tell me this because I'm an amateur.
No, I just got a little, I use a little measuring cup that I keep it in, grab it, rub it on my face, put it back in there, keep it in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah, so the serum is going to be like refrigerated though, but still.
So, okay. You selling these things?
This is happening, yes.
Do you have a video of where you show us how to use these
things? I am going to, yes.
Because I'm intrigued. I am really intrigued by this. Do you got something for mosquito bite marks? Because
the aloe, I got a bruise. The aloe is for mosquito bite marks. So even though I use it as a mask and I recommend like washing it off with cool water, you can still apply it after you finish your skincare regimen to help with like whatever pimples you have going on and for mosquito bites. So
I wish y'all could see my face right now. I'm in amazement. I'm like, what?
I had like all these thug ass mosquitoes in my backyard, and me and my roommate got bit up so bad, and I used the aloe and it helped so much. That's the only reason why I'm not sitting here like lump just like you with all the mosquito bites, because I used the aloe. And it
when
was
I
like
say
a
it's
worker.
Like very devastating to even feel this way.
It like, is, because you have to like consistently remind yourself like, I'm itching, don't scratch it. And then some, and when you do scratch it and you can see it, ooh. I hate that. And I'm bad with the scratching. Like, I'm real mindless with it. Like, I'm gonna just rip my ankles up real quick.
Okay. I'll be rubbing it, like, just rubbing my arm, like, really, really hard. Like, but I don't think that makes it any better, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it makes me feel like a soothing.
Yeah.
Moment.
It's like, what is it? Pleasure pain.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so my question for you today is, yes. What's the corny joke of the day?
Because you know I got them, and I was just about to pull them up. Because don't play. First of all, I got to tell y'all my classic corny joke, my favorite one. Would you like to hear my cat joke?
Yes, please.
Just kidding.
Wait, what?
Kayla's going to be so mad.
What?
So I have a podcast with my amazing best friend Kayla.
Love her.
Kay Simone. And Call You Back Pod. Follow us on all social media. CallUBackPod.com. And see all of our episodes. We have plenty. Binge watch. Do that. But she's going to be super pissed that I told that joke.
Oh my gosh. Wow. She should have been here today. I love her.
We gonna do this again?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Because it's ongoing. So, yes, both of y'all at the same time. I'm gonna have stitches.
At the same damn time. Okay. How do you get a farm girl to marry you?
How do you get a farm girl to marry you?
First, a tractor.
I was gonna say something like cock-a-doodle-doo, but okay.
That's a good one. Okay.
I got time for the corny jokes. Okay.
My left knee has never committed a crime. I can't say the same thing about his felony. Listen, I know y'all don't think these are funny.
But
and that's okay.
Somebody laughing. This is why it's the corny joke time.
All right, I got one more. Why didn't Jupiter know about Zeus?
Why didn't Jupiter know about Zeus? Because Mars.
He was myth-informed.
You know what? I give up with her today. Y'all can come and pick her up. She is literally a trip with no luggage. Okay, go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay. All right, this is the last one. This is the last one, I promise y'all. I hate Russian dolls. They're so full of themselves.
I wish y'all could see how cute she is when she's saying these jokes, too. She like,
because the dolls and the dog and the doll. Y'all get it?
You know.
Y'all get it.
We Yeah, so in later news, let's talk about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are separated.
Really? This is new information to me. I really didn't know this.
Yeah, they separated to make their marriage work. So he's in Wyoming, and you know Kim's staying in L.A. So how do you feel about this? I think they're not going to get back together, and we might get Kanye back.
Yeah, because that Kardashian curse thing is seeming it's a real legitimate thing. Just as much as the bad boy curse is, y'all. That shit is
Bad boy curse?
You know, the Diddy curse.
Oh, what's that?
Anybody that signed with Diddy basically become broke. Or like they lose their mind or all their money. You know, Sean went to jail. Mace found God. Oh. What's my man's name? He just got out of jail.
Oh, I thought he was so cute.
Was. Yeah. Still is. Okay. Even with Allah.
Ooh. What is that man's name? He was I want to say Los, but that's not it.
No, I can't remember his name. But yeah,
he wasn't too cute.
The curse is real, so it's the Kardashian curse. But I don't know, man. It's just sad to see people have like mental breakdowns publicly and people are like screaming about mental health. And he's obviously having a breakdown. Like, we are seeing it in real time.
Yeah, real time, real moments.
Yeah, and he has, like, kids that are perfectly capable of going on the internet and understanding what's happening.
Yeah.
I think that's the real fucked up part about everything.
And it's like, yeah, and it's not nothing to make fun of in regards to that. But I do believe, like, Lamar Odom, now that he's not messing with Kim, with Chloe or whatever, he look like he coming back, you know, like he's getting recharged.
Yeah, he seems to be doing better. But, you know, the Kobe thing hit him hard, too.
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, could you imagine a Kobe thing if he was still with Chloe?
Ooh, ew.
Dum, dum, dum.
It would be like an episode. It would be an episode on the show, which is insane.
It is insane because they would use that to play off to get the ratings up.
I mean, they're going to use this stuff with Kanye to, like, play the ratings, which is also insane. Like, okay, so once again, we're taking people's mental health and like using it to get paid, and this is crazy. I just hope they whole family get help because they need it.
They really do. Okay, because let's talk about how Meg had a whole moment.
The fact that she had to.
Why?
The fact that she had to. It's all like, I hate it. I hate to see it. But I'm very happy that I didn't see any of the men on my timeline like taking the side of Tory Lanez or just taking the side of any abuser.
Right.
I'm grateful I don't ever see the men on my timeline do that. I'd be like, ooh. And it, even if they feel like that, they never voice it.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But also the fact that, like I said, she had to. It's annoying. Like, people should be able to like take their time. This girl's 25 with no parents.
Yeah.
Like, she has little to no adults in her life left that she trusted. And now she has all this fame and money pushed on her. It's like,
it's a lot to take in.
Yeah. And it's always like, I just want to hug young black celebs. Because they're just thrust into the spotlight and then used up like a fucking Capri Sun and tossed to the side. And I just hate to see it.
Man, Capri Suns go real quick. Next one.
And be done for. Okay. Yeah. Be done. And
Pouch squoles. Nothing left. Straw is chewed up.
That's how they treat black culture and black young black celebs. Like, what can I get out of you? Like, what can I milk you for? Even a girl that made up that dance on TikTok. Like, it didn't become popular until some white girl did it. And she never gave little girl her, you know, her credit.
No.
And it took so much for that girl to get her credit. But she got it now. And hey, let me tell you.
She deserved every ounce. Okay, standing ovation. Ooh, ooh. Okay, so then the other one. Okay, so Keke Palmer, did you recall when she said about her experience with Trey Songz?
Yes, which was insane.
And then how all of a sudden when these two little peach girls come out and they talk about it, because I call white people peach, when they start discussing it, now it's like, oh my gosh, this is what's going on. Oh, Trey, something's wrong with him. Why is it? Why wasn't it a big deal when Keke said it? It was to me when she said it.
Oh, it was a huge, like, I literally have not listened to Trey Songz' music. I actually cannot stand him and avidly speak out against him because that shit is fucking crazy. And not only that, his music be fucking sucking, okay? The music don't be good, y'all.
Hey, after anticipation, it's over. It's over.
But also, like, that's, like, the fact that it took that much and... Okay, so we're talking about Keke Palmer and Trey Songz. The same thing with August Alsina. Like, this man lashed out emotionally. He used a private situation with him and Jada and Jada and Will's marriage to, like, sell a fucking album and a song. And then in the meantime, discredited Keke Palmer for no apparent reason.
Yeah, because he has issues.
So Keke consistently gets beat up in the public eye, and it's disgusting to see, because she's like super talented and dumb gorgeous.
Yeah.
But the shit with Trey Songz, like, he is a predator. I've heard like songs, I've heard rumors about him like fucking girls on campuses and stuff. Like when I was in college, I thought that shit was weird.
Well, I was about to say something else. I'm not going to say today. I'll wait until we get off here. So then the other thing, I stopped liking Trey Songz when he had that temper tantrum at the concert with him and Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. And then he had to come back for his court day and shit. That, ugh.
Yeah, like that was uncalled for. Like that whole, you had a whole temper tantrum, my dog. Okay. But what the fuck did I miss podcast? Is what I'm on too. And you said on your segment you do like what the fuck news or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I want to know all. I'm all ears. What did I like? What's going on?
As I said, Call You Back Pod. Go ahead. We do what the fuck news on every episode, so we always have some crazy shit. So what I have for you guys is, I don't know if you know, but America is one of the only countries where you have to collect your lottery money. No, like they give your name. Like, usually in other countries, you can stay, you have the option to stay anonymous. So, and the option to stay anonymous, people usually dress up. So, in Japan, they wear like,
you gotta send me this. Like, big old, post it to my page.
They wear like big old pet heads and stuff. So, this guy down in Jamaica, he won the Jamaican pot. It turned out to be $651,000 in U.S. dollars, which is $95 million in whatever Jamaican dollars are. and he went to collect his money as Darth Vader.
Shut up.
Yes.
Send me that, please.
I will. I'm going to send it to you now. This is the picture that they posted of him claiming his money.
Please, I'm posting that because...
What the fuck? But I love that you always have the option to like stay anonymous, because, you know, in America, they release the place where you bought the ticket. So, of course, the business starts booming at that place. Mm-hmm. And then they release your name and everybody starts hitting people up. And there's a documentary on people who won the lottery, and most of them tried to kill themselves, and most of them went broke. One chick won a lottery twice. Tried to kill herself twice. She went broke twice.
What the hell?
Yes. It's actually like winning the lottery is pretty much like a bad luck thing. Yeah. And it's not, wait, it depends on like how much money. Usually okay. It's like the jackpot winners.
I'm glad I'm not in that culture, because here we, let me tell you, but I am upset that here in the United States, you have to be shown like I'm the winner. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen anybody collect an anonymous lottery win.
Because I want to know, like, can you even just say, like, I won, but I don't want to be recorded receiving it or whatever the case may be?
Even so, you know, they release your name in the newspaper.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of articles, you know, they show people names, or they'll just have, like, a photo of them going to pick up the check, like, in the building.
Shut up.
Yeah, so it's like, but you know, paparazzi and all that kind of stuff is really, that culture in America is like really toxic and terrible.
They are.
Yeah, because they fight overseas, and they've like, that was like Ashton Kutcher spoke out against sex trafficking. It was Halle Berry that spoke out against like recording children and paparazzi having the right to record children, because the shit's weird.
It's sick.
It is. Like little kids waiting, grown men waiting outside of like North's ballet class is really weird.
It is weird. And North is a diva. She be like, no pictures. Like, leave me alone.
Insane. These kids be coming back. It's so crazy. But
the clap back be real.
Okay. And so moving on.
Okay.
We are in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yes, and a woman decided while we were in this pandemic that she wanted to order her daughter a cutting board, and she sent it to her. So when the cutting board got to her, the mom said,
"Hold on, wait. I got questions. Commercial break."
The daughter's 21.
Okay.
So when the cutting board got to mom, she was like, "I don't think this is what I ordered. This looks weird." So when the daughter asked her to send her a picture of the cutting board, she sent her a cutting board with a picture of a big old dick on it.
Wait, what?
Yes. the cutting board that she ordered online, which did not come up like I'm. I hope she didn't order a huge penis cutting board. I mean, it doesn't. It seems like a good cutting board. Oh my gosh,
I think that is wrong.
But that's not what she ordered. It looked like they did art on it. It does. I mean, it looked like a nice cutting board. I mean,
it looked
as
though.
But that's not what she ordered.
That looked like a gag gift you give at a bachelorette party.
It does. It definitely does.
I hope she don't cut cheese on it.
I wonder how strong it is. Like, like when you cut on it, it doesn't start to like peel away. I wouldn't.
But is it a blunt next to that cutting board?
I don't know.
Or a cigar?
Oh, no. That's, I don't know what that is over
It's something
in the
like
corner.
Brown, right? What? No, right over here. Like, look. Yeah, what is that? Oh, that's just the opening? That's the counter?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Girl, I'm like, what, you see a backwood somewhere? What happened?
I thought I did. I was like, what is this? What's happening here? That's looking real questionable.
You've been on set too long. Nah.
Yeah, I have been on too long. I'll be like, move that out the way. That's crazy.
That was me at the wedding yesterday. I was like, because it was at their home. So I was moving like coat racks out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't want that in the background. I was like, hey, Dad, can we move to the right? I'm like, look at her. I turned into like an entire like maid of honor Zilla.
Yeah, it's like that. I'm a maid of honor in both. I'm like maid of honor too in the wedding in September. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. So that means I come up for the layup. Got you. You know what I'm saying? That's easy. I was like, shout out. Because back-to-back weddings, I would have been like, Okay, let me not confuse who's bridesmaid, because August is a wedding, September is a wedding, 2021 is going to be great.
And that's a lot of people, so I would definitely easily mix them up, like, no, the other Amanda, okay, no, the other Amber. Like,
yeah, like, and it is, so, but the great thing is nobody name is repetitive.
Okay, well, that helps you out a lot.
But the color scheme is the same.
Really?
Okay. That, now that's the
so you gotta buy a dress in the same color with two different designs.
Well, yeah, so the one dress I'm like, I'm rose gold because I'm the maid of honor. The other one I'm navy blue, which is good. Okay. right
Oh, so you maid of honor and a bridesmaid.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm supposed to be in navy blue. I find out next Saturday.
Yeah, the whole, like, the wedding thing in with the virus is insane, because I was actually sent the wrong dress. And when I got it, I was like, well, I guess I'm wearing this dress.
Right.
Because what can I do? Like, I...
It's too late. Like, okay, thanks. Thank you for thinking of me. But yeah, both bridesmaids. So what they have going on is where we have, like, meetings, right? So... For the wedding in September, Allie's wedding, we meet next Saturday, right? Lexi's, we meet Friday. Isn't that crazy? I mean, next weekend is like literally like the wedding, back to back.
It's the weekend.
I hope I don't write down the wrong notes on the wrong notepad. But anyway, so Friday is Lexi's, but that's nothing really. That's just the bridal party, us getting together to celebrate like the pre-anniversary of what their wedding going to be. And then Allie is going through the dresses, so I find out what color I wear next Saturday.
Okay.
And that should be intriguing. That should be fun, which I know it's going to be a good time. So I assume I'm wearing navy blue, but I might find out, hey, girl, you wearing rose gold, too, because you made honor, too.
Yeah, you never know with weddings. It really be a toss-up, because as soon as somebody drops out, like, you just slide somebody else in that position move people around. So you really never know.
But what about the people who don't respond to, like, the messages that's a bridesmaid? Like, they don't, you know what I'm saying? And now,
I have those.
And then the bride is the one who's trying to get in contact with her bridesmaid, and you're not responding.
Well, we have made a very avid rule of do not contact the bride.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, not that. Like, the bride, like, hey, I chose you to be my bridesmaid. You haven't responded to anything.
See, nope. It's not even that. She not texting you and asking you no questions. I'll do it. Or the wedding planner would do it. And then if you don't reply to either of us, then that's just done.
Yeah, and that's what we ended up I told her. I was like, you know what, sis? If they not responding, regardless
of. You don't beg nobody do that.
Like, that's not something they need to do, because what happens is we order these dresses, or she getting them made because she's a designer.
Oh, okay.
So you making these dresses for us. What we going to do?
Listen, can I be in the wedding? It sounds like the dress is going to be fire.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be fierce. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like this. I was like, so what are we supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
If I was like, so just forget it. Like, major F you, move it along. It's cool.
Especially if she asked and she accepted. Yeah. And then you're not replying, like, well, you just unaccepted it when you didn't reply. That's
because
it.
Although we're all Beyoncés, you know what I'm saying? On your wedding day, you're the only Beyoncé, okay?
That's it. And that's something I explained to my friend, like, as soon as she asked me to be her maid of honor, I was like, well, look, I'm going to tell you this. This is your wedding.
Yeah.
This is about you. You the only monkey in this show. I'm like, you know, you got your groom.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it.
I had to tell one of the girls, because I was like, she's so helpful. Mm-hmm. And I had to let her know, like, well, I know I was asked to be the maid of honor for a reason, because I know everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In this bridal party that's a bridesmaid, and plus how close we are. But at the same time, I know the bride, and she doesn't do well when too much is going on, right? Okay. So therefore, what you're doing as the bridesmaid right now is a little bit too much. Really sweet. You're really sweet. However,
let's just take a step back.
Just take a step back, because guess what? Although I do know the bridal shower date and I do know the details of what I'm planning out to do, I had to tell the bride herself, because she's like, oh, I'm thinking for my bridal shower, I'm going to do this. I was like, that is so cute that you keep on thinking you're planning your bridal shower.
First of all, okay, make it very clear. But you are amazing at multitasking, so I'm sure everything's going to be great.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Listen, I seen you in the cut with it, so I got faith in you.
I was just like this. I was like, so I know I can handle these things, and I know I'm easy to like ask people questions and see what they'll be able to handle, because we got bridesmaids who live out of state, right? Mm-hmm. So I asked the question, like, is it going to be too much traveling for you to come back for the bridal shower in the same month of the wedding? Because I'm like, it only makes sense because my baby, she just be doing a lot. I don't need to do the bridal shower a month before, because that's her and her husband-to-be's birthday month, mm-hmm. right? So they just need to love each other. We don't need to do shit that month.
Yeah,
right?
You have to, like, consider everything, and everybody's schedule is always, like, five things that you have to consider before you even think about setting a date or a place or who's mm-hmm. going to come where. Weddings are, I tried to explain to my friend, like, weddings are beautiful days of love that consist of so much hard work.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would definitely opt out. Like, let's just go to the courthouse. And
you then think that's so?
It. Oh, yeah, no. If you see me have a wedding, know that I love that man and he convinced the hell out of me, because it's not popping over here. I have no...
What's your Facebook name?
Robin Dion.
Okay, I didn't think that was you, but go ahead.
Uh-huh. I have no desire to, like, feed and liquor up a bunch of people and expect them to just bring me gifts. I feel like they could just give me the gift.
Okay, well, I think... Okay, so this is where I think when I get married. I wholeheartedly think that the ceremony, that exchange of vows between your husband and you, or your wife and you, that's an intimate moment. And people don't understand that moment when you're exchanging vows, everybody that's in that room is liable to make sure that marriage works. And don't nobody understand that. So, okay. You know, like, so if you see, you know what I'm saying, Pookie's wife out and it's not Pookie, and you was at that wedding, hey, yo, what's going on, Nene? This ain't Pookie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she, oh, this is my cousin, this is that, whatever. Pookie in the bathroom type stuff. But it's like when people, and if they come to you and to vent, mm-hmm. it's not like, oh, well, F, nay, nay, da, 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 da. Now it's like, okay, now you got to be a solution person. Like, you the maid of honor. You know what I'm saying? So your bride, the bride chose you because at certain times marriage gets hard.
Oh, yeah. I always tell, like, I recommend, I was like, I don't think you guys should maybe do couples counseling before you get married.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, people
come to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As well. You know what I'm saying? And certain things where, like, I'm single, and I tell my friends, I'm single. I don't know. Okay. However the case may be, if your relationship with your marriage was built on God, you need to go back to that foundation first within yourself separately and then together. But don't go to sleep angry. Talk, you know? And then as well, therapy, I believe in that. As an individual, like, triggers, that shit is real, right?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you need to figure it out what that trigger is within yourself too. And then what is the triggers between both of y'all where this argument over the dishes being left in the sink always starts from, right?
Because it's never about the dishes.
It's really not about the fucking dishes. You know what
I'm saying? I figured that out like early on in my 20s. I was like, oh. So when you say that you mad because I ain't call you back, you're not mad because I ain't call you back.
Uh-uh.
Are you mad about something totally different? Something but this is how you're expressing your anger.
Today, so. Yeah, that's exactly how you're expressing your anger. And it's okay because guess what? The things that I ain't got time for is that you really upset about these dishes on the kitchen counter. And you really ain't really mad about that. So we're going to tap into the things I ain't got time for. Can you hand me my little handy dandy ding? My bill.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Things that you ain't got time for.
Yeah, I'm ready for them. Things I ain't got time for, honey, is these mosquito bites that I keep on mentioning over and over and over again through this episode. I really do look like a battered, like, I want to say a battered, like, not a battered child, like a battered fish. Like, literally, that just came out and got hooked and thrown back out and hooked and thrown back out. Like, I just got bumps.
Like a mail carrier and every UPS driver just throwing them boxes.
Every time I look down, it's another mosquito bite. And it's overwhelming for someone of my nature because I really thought the off spray that I was spraying outside was working. And I sprayed it on my legs. I sprayed it on my hands.
Whatever you got seeping through your pores, that's what they after, okay? They need it.
Things I ain't got time for is these mosquitoes. Go ahead, Robin. What is it?
Okay. Things I ain't got time for is this fro on my damn head. Okay, like the heat on my scalp. It's just like fermenting and just like creating more heat. And I feel like it's just barreling into my scalp. And it's hot. It's 90 degrees outside. It's 112 in my head. Okay, y'all, I promise you.
Your whole heat.
Okay. Ooh, I feel like it's angry. Like my hair is upset. Okay. I'm so glad I scheduled a hair appointment because this is insane.
You getting braids?
Yes.
I just came out of braids.
Yes, I'm freeing my scalp. I'm freeing my scalp. I can't do it.
Go ahead and free your hair, okay? The other thing I ain't got time for is the fact that I need a fill in, but I continue to crazy glue my nails down because they lifting.
Cause listen, I don't have time for home pedicures. I'm tired. Okay, if I have to pull the gunk from under my toenails one more time, like, I'm not cut out for this. This is not the line of work I signed up for. I don't need this. I can't even put the nail polish on right. Like, how they do that? And then they just scrape the sides off. When I scrape the sides, the whole toe go.
The whole toe polish go. It be like,
I'm trying to be nitpicky. It's not working.
You know what? I still ain't got time for these fur on these house shoes like that look like flip-flops. Because, listen, I was...
Confused the fuck out of me. I thought it was a possum. I was in the liquor store confused. Like, oh, shit. Oh, those are her shoes. Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, what is this rodent on the top of y'all toes? But you know what? To each his own. I say that is a fashion no-no. I think y'all feet are sweating. I think the fur is mad because the fur is hot that is on the floor. And I think those shoes are, on a day like this, they're going to fall apart.
Okay, I don't understand. What I don't have time for is the fact that y'all made Air Force One so popular that them bitches $120 over all the dead bodies. Like, I am not paying more than $65 for some all-white forces. No, that's why I got on Reeboks. Exactly why.
Wait. Things I ain't got time for. Hold on, wait. Okay, stop laughing. Because they $120.
Girl, yes. I was like, this is insane.
The last time I went on a Nike app, they were $90.
That's still, I'm not paying more than $65. $90 is pushing it. Might have if I was feeling like extra real godly and baller like, but like, nah.
No. Oh, child. You know what? Things on a fashion note, I'm not going to hold you up. When we selling these t-shirts, quality t-shirts and everything like that, price check your material, okay?
Right, because the shirt don't be quality.
It don't be quality. And I know a brand, and no shade, all facts. But if your shirt is $100+, you need to make sure that material of that t-shirt literally is about $75. It needs to hug the arms. It does not need to look like it's flying away. You know, patty arms. Woo! Like, I ain't got time for those. And I literally was just $100 and some dollars?
These Nakers are charging that much for their shirt? Okay. All right.
And then, oh, and then kids' shoes be $120. You right, Allie? Like, that'd be crazy. Like, because if this child gonna grow out these shoes in a matter of months. Like, ding, if not seconds. The kid could be wearing a size 7 on Monday night, wake up on Tuesday, and they be a whole 9. No.
I completely understand why my mama had me wearing Route 66 throughout my entire life.
All my life, LA gears. You feel me?
Because I was growing overnight. Okay, like, I grew boobs in the third grade. Yeah. Everybody woke up like, whoa, okay. So we got to go to the store. Like, we was back at Kmart immediately, okay? I remember, like, the one winter I had a coat. By the end of the winter, my coat didn't fit anymore.
Yeah, but kids were supposed, like, kids, we were kids growing up, you know what I'm saying? And I commend my friends who have kids because their kids are kids. Like, they don't give a damn about name brand stuff, you know what I'm saying? They're more so like, yo, like, okay, this is dope. I love this color. My favorite color is blue. My favorite color is red. And so the parents just buy them red shoes, blue shoes. Like, one of my niece Sophie freaking loves unicorns. Love them. Love them.
I was about to say, I'm all for the Curious Georges and the dinosaurs and like the Lisa Franks. Like, I'm here for all of that on the kids stuff. And I know Kayla's daughter, my favorite person, P, she is like, she don't care. She got to look cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she want the pink unicorn.
Yeah.
With the leggings to match.
Because you got
to
coordinate.
With the shoes and the socks. Like, that's it. But she not obsessed with the brand. She just want to look cute.
She want to look cute. And that's all that matter. And the boys, they just be like, I know I'm going to get it dirty. So it just is what it is.
Yeah, boys. I love little boys. They so cute. My little godson, Tyler, he is...
Look, she about to bring out. Oh, he's so cute.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He like look a little football cheeks. Player. Yes. Yeah. Just like...
And then, okay, the things I don't have time for. Okay, so if the college football is going to cancel, why are we opening up still for the NFL?
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, first of all, I do have time for the NCAA, the students standing up to the NCAA and telling them that they're not going to play. Because these student athletes are, like, used dry all the time consistently. Yeah. Like I say, young black celebs, because that's what student athletes are. They are young black celebs, even if it's just on their campus.
We ain't got time for that.
Okay, but I'm here for them standing up for it. Also, like you said, why is the NBA, why the NFL, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Why is Wendy's essential? Why?
But you know what? I do hope that more, like, I be praying, like, if I have a son and he, like, athletically, like, inclined and he the shit, you know what I'm saying, and he get to play, like, basketball in college, I'm going to push for him to play basketball at HBCU school. Like, when all of the, like, you know, the Spartans, you know, Wolverines, all of them schools coming for him, mm-hmm. I'm going to push, like, no. You need to go ahead and just take your ass to Howard, or you need to go, you know what I'm saying, to Southern. You don't need to, no. Go somewhere else that will give that type of attention to a black college. Because why not?
Yeah. At the end of the day, it all comes down to, like, opportunity. Because most of the kids that... I agree. I do agree. And, you know, most of the kids that come out of the Big Ten schools, Division One schools, they end up getting drafted or trying to be drafted.
Right.
And that's, like, that's the appeal that they use.
Right.
So if we could get that appeal within the HBCU, I agree. The opportunity will create itself.
Yeah, because I think more so, if anything, like, as an advocate of that, like, I look at people who graduated from them schools and then, like, what I don't have time for is when people say, like, oh, you done made it and you done changed, right? I.e. Oprah Winfrey.
But Oprah been rich so long, she forget she black.
She do. You know what I'm saying? Cause that, and then, like, sis don't like to be called sis or auntie, but you still sis and you still auntie. It doesn't matter.
I don't like it, and I understand it, though. Like, you can't, I'm not going to say don't call me that. Like, no.
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
And if you are, like, an influencer and you have influenced so many beings, not just peach people, but brownies, they going to be like, what up, sis? Like, I remember when you was, don't forget, we didn't tell Harpo to beat you. We didn't. Now somebody else did, but we didn't do that.
But listen, you're supposed to, the thing is, people want you to not change once you get some money. And the truth is, not only do you change, they change too. Yeah. Change is consistent all the way around.
And the only reason you change is because the environment that you're in is changing. And that's not really a change. That's a growth.
That's it.
That's it. And you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's called growing pains, because it's going to hurt for you to go to that next level, because the people you are with, they're not growing in the magnitude that you're growing. So guess what? They're going to say you changed, and all they're going to continue to do is talk about, oh, you remember you was like this and da-da-da, because they can only remember the old you and not understanding that you have changed. You have learned new abundance of growth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just the way the life is, and that's how the cookie crumbles. Is there anything that you want to tap into in regards to this?
Yes, I was going to say, we actually have a segment on our show, Call You Back Pot, called Wise Words. So okay. I do have wise words prepared. The world will tell you no. Tell yourself yes. Give yourself a chance as you deserve. And a world full of no's, like, be the person that says yes to you.
Yes.
Like, you deserve that opportunity. You deserve that chance. You deserve good and positivity in your life. So bring it to yourself. Don't always wait for people to bring it to you. Because I always say, sometimes it ain't no light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you got to be your own damn light.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
I love it. That's amazing. Please let everybody know how they can contact you, reach you, see you, follow you right now. We want to know.
Please follow me on all social media, Robin_niggas. Thank you. I know. Robin_niggas. But on all social media, also please follow the podcast page, Call You Back Pod, on all social media. And you can follow Kayla at The Real K Simone.
Amazing. I appreciate you. Thank you again for coming out here for Heels and Pantyhose Podcast.
So
and ladies and gentlemen, ladies, click your heel twice. Fellas, fix your ties. Make sure you tune in next week for episode 15. I will have a mystery guest. I cannot wait for you guys to find out who she is.
Oh, yeah, all right. I want to know.
Thank you again. Bye.